Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more art slash a matter butthole. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting the like, that subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, you cheeky so-and-so. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Appropriate Skill 32, who asks, am I the asshole for not giving my sports cards back to my dad after he found out how much they are worth? I, 19 male, was gifted my dad's sports card collection for my 18th birthday. He had boxes of them from when he was growing up. I started looking into how you could get them graded. I finally shipped the best ones out a few months ago and just got them back last week. I was happy to see how highly some of them were graded. I researched what these cards would go for and my jaw dropped. This money would help me pay for college and I would still have a decent amount left over. I was visiting my parents and my dad mentioned something about those cards. I made the mistake of saying how much some of these cards are worth. He didn't have much of a reaction that night. The next day, I get a long text from my dad saying that he gave it some thought and wanted his cards back. The money would help him and my mum pay for their dream vacation. I thought it was a joke, but he was serious. I told him sorry, but they were a gift and I intended on using this money for college. Since then, I've been getting hurtful texts from my parents telling me how selfish I am. They said I'm an asshole for wanting to sell these cards because they were a gift, even though they would do the same thing if I gave them back. I planned on getting my dad a cool gift for his birthday with some of my money, but I'm starting to think he doesn't deserve anything at all. Am I the arsehole? Now, I'll start off straight away on this one. I don't think you're the arsehole in this situation, simply because they were gifted to you. You went to the effort of getting them graded and found out how much they're actually worth. And, you know, I think if I was in the parent's shoes and I found out, you know, my child was going to be paying for their college, I'd be hyped up for them, knowing that I helped provide that in some sort of way, you know. I'd be very excited for them. But I also would be hurt if my parents started sending me hurtful texts saying how selfish I am and stuff like that, you know, when they gifted these cards. And part of me, like in another scenario, you know, they weren't so demanding, they weren't calling you selfish, and they were excited for you to find out that you had just found out these cards are worth a lot of money and they're going to pay for your college. Myself, and if it was my parents, like if I was in that situation, I think I would look to maybe provide them a little bit of money back, obviously depending on a lot of things, but... And I'm not saying that's what OP should be doing in this situation, because it's completely different to my dream scenario here in my head. And it's very much from a me point of view and how I would feel about it, I think. But I think OP's doing what's right for them in this particular situation. But Boston says, not the arsehole. They were given to you and your college education is more important than their dream vacation. Brown Sugar Bear replies that saying, completely agree. Go to college, OP. That's incredibly selfish of your dad to demand it back when you're putting the money to something educational, especially considering he didn't bother doing the legwork of finding out how much they were worth to begin with. Not the arsehole. Warhog Icy says, I say not the arsehole. Originally, I was a little wary, thinking that he wanted you to keep them and hand them down if you have kids, because they meant a lot to him. When you said he found the value and wanted to go on a dream vacation, I changed my mind. I think college is more important than his vacation, but it also sounds like they're trying to manipulate you to give him the cars back by saying they were a gift not to sell, when he already said he wanted to sell them for a vacation. Alex says, not the arsehole. Honestly, dude, isn't much of a dad if he doesn't want to help his kid. Personally, if I knew how much the cards were worth, they would have already been sold to pay for my kid's college, but that's just me. Broken Mia says, not the arsehole slash everyone sucks here. Once a gift is given, the gift is no longer the giver's. However, in this instance, they could technically sue you to recoup some money if they claim they had not intended to gift you that large a gift. It would be an arsehole move, but... Kells Bell says, I think it's a soft everyone sucks here. It's greedy of you, in my opinion, to keep all that money for yourself, and knowing that your parents had no idea what they were giving you. If it was me personally, I would split it with them. They suck for demanding all of that back and not offering what I just said. They're your parents, not some random person. You will completely ruin the relationship with them if you don't compromise. If this money is worth that to you, then go on, but don't be shocked when there's nothing left between you all. And one more comment from Man of Legacy, who says, not the arsehole. Sadly, your parents have revealed they are the arseholes. Explain to him, they were given it as a gift and you are not returning them. Please make sure you secure them, because I wouldn't put it past your dad to try to reacquire them. I wouldn't give him a really cool gift with the way he's been behaving. In fact, the question of low to no contact might be in order, possibly blocking them if it continues. Hang in there and good luck. So it seems almost like it's a unanimous, not the arsehole, with some everyone sucks here. First of all, thanks to the majority of the people saying I'm not the arsehole. There were some everyone sucks here and a few you're the arsehole sprinkled in, but thanks for the input. I didn't want to lose my relationship with my parents over this, so I decided to compromise. My idea was to keep the cards and handle the sales myself. However, I would communicate each sale with my parents and come up with a fair split to pay for college and their vacation. I told my parents we could meet up on Monday and discuss the situation. Unfortunately, they continued to harass me over the days leading up to our talk. Apparently, having to work on Mother's Day was just an excuse by me to avoid talking to them about the cards. By the time we met, I was pretty tired of their shit. I could be the arsehole for this, but I decided to test them. I lied and told them they could have the cards if they paid me back the cost of getting them graded. When I told them the price, they didn't believe me. I was accused of lying to get more money out of this. I realized it wasn't worth proving it. They wanted everything and there was no compromise to be made. I told them not to contact me and I'd only be around to see my brother and go to other family events. So, that's how it went. Glad they care more about money than me. I've been trying to keep it together, but it's been hard. Thankfully, my girlfriend has been around to comfort me. She's the best. Maybe I'll use some of that extra money on a vacation for us. Haven't heard anything from other family yet, so I don't know how this is all gonna play out. Guess all I can do now is work on getting these cards sold and hope for the best. And I just find this afterwards incredibly sad, you know, that these relationships have been damaged again over money. I go back to what I said in my comment, in that I found out that my child has received something from me that's paid for their college. Holy moly, I'd be excited. And to me, again, that's worth so much more than, you know, a dream vacation. I provided something that's life-changing for my child. Oh, that would be absolutely an amazing feeling, I think. But again, it's turned into a sad one. What do you guys make of this one? What would you have done if you was an OP in this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And got a bit of a random one for the next story. It's from Redneck Lesbo, who says, just found out my wife was married as a joke in Vegas in 1997. I never thought I'd be posting here, but I need help on where to go from here. My wife and I are about to celebrate our 15th anniversary in a few weeks. Long ago when we first got together, she told me she married one of her gay guy co-workers in Vegas as a joke when she was a teen. Honestly, I thought she was full of it and that it probably wasn't anything legal anyway. Well, now, I read another post on LA about a guy who might have gotten married to a stranger in Vegas. Someone on his post added a link to the Clark County marriage record search. I put her name in and holy shit, if a certificate didn't pop up. She is sitting next to me, ready to puke. She didn't think it was a legal marriage either. So now what? She didn't even really know the guy, has no idea what happened to him. She is frantically searching Google and Facebook for him with no luck. So I guess our marriage is invalid. We have two kids. What does this mean? Were they adopted fraudulently because our marriage certificate is invalid? I will get an attorney tomorrow, but would like to know what to expect. 1. What if we can't find this guy? 2. What if we do? 3. How much shit are we in for? Filing taxes together, getting our names changed, adopting our kids under the pretense that we were married. 4. Best case scenario, quickie paper divorce, right? And then what? Do we have to get remarried? And I've heard similar stories to this in the past where people have randomly got married after, you know, alcohol-fueled nights and stuff like that in Vegas, married by Elvis. I don't know if that's just a cliche thing to say or if that is real or not. But I remember a documentary some years back, I don't know if it was Louis Theroux or it might have been some other random person, where people were turning up at this chapel and I think it was like an Elvis there and there was like a queue of people getting ready to get married. I mean, it was a wild situation, but Glorificent says, first step to solving any problem, don't panic. Step 2, find the husband. There should be sufficient info on the marriage certificate to track him. If he's dead, no harm, no foul. That ends the marriage. If you find him, step 3, have them file to annul. Annulment is the same as never happened. If you can't find him, which in 2019 is unlikely, step, she unilatorally files to annul. Opie replies saying thank you for this. He has a very common name and she can't remember what he looked like, so we aren't having luck on Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. It is entirely possible he is living in Mexico now as well, as she thinks he may have been a Mexican national. We have a really good attorney who handled portions of our adoptions. She does some divorce law too, so I'll be contacting her in the morning. Hugsy says, I have a question. When getting hitched in Vegas, you still need to apply for a marriage license, which in itself is a little process. Then you take that to the chapel to have the ceremony. Then depending on the chapel, you sign it and then have the witness and officiant sign. The certificate is then mailed to the court to become official. There is also monies being exchanged. I assume 1997 is cheaper than today's $77 plus chapel fees, but still payment rendered. Most Vegas chapels in Vegas will do ceremonies with no license, but disclaim these are just for fun. Your wife did have a license and did have it registered, thus completing all the steps above. I think your wife and you need to have an open and honest discussion about this. There are quite a few steps that appear over the level of just a joke. It sounds like you are there to support her, but maybe getting all the details out could also help with the search. And Opie replies in, I understand this and neither of us know what happened. She doesn't remember much of anything, so I'm pretty sure she had to be quite drunk. We are anxiously awaiting the marriage license. On the Clark County website, it does indicate there is a certificate that was issued on one date and recorded on another. I'm pretty sure it's real. And we do have a couple of small updates to this, which we're going to cover straight away.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Way. We just finished up with our initial meeting with the attorney. We all agree that we're going to try to get an annulment. The guy has such a common name that it's going to be close to impossible to find him. They will do a search, followed by a publication. Then the petition for annulment will be filed. Annulment is best case scenario because it will be like it never happened and we can go about our lives. He thinks she has a good chance of it being approved since they never lived together, filed taxes together, or even consummated the marriage. The tricky thing is, if the judge doesn't approve the annulment, because of our marriage, adoption of our kids, tax filings, etc., we might be in a world of shit if she has to file for divorce. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. I'll update again when it's over. And then, a few months later, came back with, I had such great feedback from my previous post that I wanted to give an update. Court date for the annulment was today, and the judge granted it. That means it's like it never happened and we can go on with our lives. It would have been a nightmare if not granted because our marriage wouldn't have been legal and it would have had major implications on the adoption of our kids and even filing of our taxes. Luckily, all is well. As for the original wedding, we managed to track down one of the witnesses to the marriage. he was able to tell us that Elvis married them. Who the F doesn't remember that Elvis married them? And it was a double wedding. My wife and her girlfriend each married one of the couple of gay guy friends. They never imagined 22 years ago that gay marriage would ever be legal, so marriage was like a joke to them. Why they did it, I have no idea, but the other two are still married and don't seem to care since they are still friends. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for your help and the laughs. You say you have no idea why they did it. I can give you one reason why they did it. Alcohol. And you went in to say it was a double wedding, so out there somewhere, there's still this other couple that's married. Holy shit, that's going to appear on Reddit at some point as well. But oh my word, what a hullabaloo. Let me know your thoughts on this particular one. Has anyone else been married by Elvis here? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Anti Crypto Bro, who says, am I the asshole for making fun of my brother-in-law after he lost a shit ton of money investing in crypto? So my 27 male sister-in-law's husband, 31 male, is a piece of work. He's a bit of a braggart and gets off on boasting about his money and the things he bought with said money. Me and my wife aren't exactly struggling, but we are not as well off as them. Every time we visit them, he'll pull me aside to show off whatever new gadget he bought. Whenever we go out to dinner with them, he'll insist on paying in the most condescending way possible. He'll also try to give me financial advice, which is just annoying. My wife doesn't like him, but she puts up with it since she's very close to her sister. I'm kind of close to my wife, so I put up with it for her. So he got into crypto a year ago, and shortly after, NFTs. I work in finance and have learned a decent amount about crypto. I'm not some expert, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see how it's a Ponzi scheme. When he brought me this advice, we argued on it. He accused me of not wanting to give my wife the life she deserves. He also said that this was going to make his family millionaires and called me naive for not wanting to join in. I don't know if you've all been watching the news lately, but a lot of cryptos aren't doing so hot. We hosted them for dinner with them last night. It was awkward. There was some tension there, but I really couldn't tell why. In a period of silence, I asked him, so you're all millionaires yet? In that moment, my wife's sister put her head down into her hands and was in tears in seconds. Her husband explained he bet money they couldn't afford on various cryptos that crashed. He lost a shit ton of money and said unless they figure something out, they won't be able to stay in their house or pay for their two daughters' preschool. I was immediately met with a glare from him and my wife. I felt bad, but I honestly didn't know, and I wouldn't have mocked him. I knew he lost money, but I didn't know he was going to lose that much. On when they left, my wife accused me of being in a dick measuring contest against him and said I took it too far. I tried to argue that he started it and she told me I was being a child. Am I the asshole? And we're going to start off with In The Box Already, who says everyone sucks here. It's perfectly fine that he's excited and wants to share his enthusiasm for something he thinks would benefit his extended family. But pushing it isn't cool. Making a comment like that also wasn't cool. It's not helpful in any way and will only bring up bad feelings. I also want to add, he didn't lose money unless he sold. Value of currencies go up and down. It's down now, but it was also down last May and bounced back. And one of them mentioned about the token or whatever they're called of Luna and saying, I hope it wasn't one of them. And OP confirmed that it was one of them. And I think that's a big news topic at the moment. I don't get involved in that stuff, so I'm clueless about it. John Wayfarer says, not the asshole. Imagine focusing on gambling over your family. Yes, gambling because he used money he couldn't afford to lose. The number one rule not to do. And on an incredibly volatile, illiquid asset that basically can't be hedged to protect against downturns. What a moron. Keiko says, not the arsehole, just poor timing with a bad joke, which made you look like an arsehole. I think you should call your sister-in-law and brother-in-law and offer an apology that you didn't know the situation they are in and that it was a bad comment made at the wrong time. To which Freebuild replies that saying, hey, I'm very sorry about what I said last week. It wasn't meant to come across as mean or petty. I swear I had absolutely no idea that you were that dumb and ruin yourself with stupid investments. And now I'm going to turn this one straight to you guys and we're going to move on to another story. Follow me, guys. The next story comes from AnyBudget4892, who says, am I the arsehole for being angry my daughter was allowed to go camping instead of attending my wedding? been divorced for 4 years. My ex-wife has remarried and moved my daughter, 13, to live with him. My ex has primary custody. I have July and alternating school breaks. I got engaged early this year, and for scheduling reasons, our first date choice was mid-May. I called my ex and asked if my daughter could skip school Friday and come for the weekend. My ex said it was up to my daughter. In March, my daughter visited for spring break, so while she was here, my fiancé took her out to an expensive afternoon tea in our city and told her about the engagement and asked her to come to the wedding. She said yes. 2 weeks before the wedding, she tells me via text that she's changed her mind and doesn't want to go. I call my ex, who claims ignorance but says it's her choice and she's not going to force her. My daughter claims she's no longer interested in it. I didn't want to force her, so let it go. My then fiancé was disappointed because she wanted to have my daughter and our daughter together as flower girls, which I had explained to my daughter. I tried to FaceTime her in the morning of the wedding, but she didn't answer. She finally sent me a thumbs up on Sunday, and that was it. Yesterday, I'm on Facebook and I see that her stepdad posted a few pictures of the two of them on a camping trip all weekend. I'm positive it was the same weekend because it explains why she didn't text me. I called my ex-wife and say, what the fuck? She tells me that my daughter didn't want to go and that was the end of that. And what she did instead on her custody time wasn't my concern. One of the pictures was from Friday midday, which means they still let her skip school. She just didn't come here. She did accidentally let slip that her husband had screwed up the Facebook privacy settings, as in, she meant to completely conceal this from me. The photos were also used, Dad Weekend in the caption, which is inappropriate to begin with. I'm now positive he's been posting other photos of her that are just hidden from me. I was grateful to my ex at the time for being open to me having my daughter on a weekend that wasn't mine. But if she said no from the start, we would have done something else, like a mini wedding, while she was here for spring break last month. It feels like sabotage. They dangled camping in front of my daughter, then pretended not to know why she was skipping the wedding. Since then, she hasn't wanted to talk about the wedding at all and has been very distant. But I'm pissed at my ex. My ex says it's not her job to make my daughter do anything, and if she didn't want to come in July, then would have to go back to court to reassess. Now, I've been to a few weddings in my lifetime. I was a page boy when I was younger, and one of my nieces was a flower girl when she was very younger. And I kind of think I may be totally wrong on this, and it may differ from country to country, but flower girls are usually reserved for the younger members of the family. I might be totally wrong there, so forgive me if I am just questioning. So I maybe wonder if she heard that and thought, nah, I'm not doing that, you know. She could have been a bridesmaid in this wedding, maybe. And I get that OP is upset, and of course they're going to be upset that their daughter doesn't want to go to their wedding. Although there could be other reasons behind that as well that we're not seeing in this post. But in the end, I think it's daughter's choice. And I think the best course of action would be to discuss with your ex. At the start of this post, it sounded like she was pretty open to things, so maybe a calm, civil discussion, even with your daughter, and asking her, was there a reason you didn't want to go, might just clear this up easier rather than, you know, throwing around blame, potentially damaging relationships all over the place, which would just be counterproductive, and it's just going to upset many people in your life. And do you really want that when it could be potentially solved with a discussion? But Miss Cass says, can we point out that maybe a 13-year-old girl didn't want to be a flower girl with the other child? Info age. Maybe she felt she was too old to be a flower girl and got in her feels about it. You're the arsehole only because, instead of asking why, you jumped to blaming her mother and her stepfather. At 13 years old, she's old enough to make up her own mind. 5-1, something about going to upset her, so they decided to make the weekend about her. Or maybe she wasn't happy with the idea of you getting married. Kids that age are weird as hell. My husband's daughter told me, I'm glad you met my dad, but you can't marry him, and yet wanted her mama to be married. Thankfully, years later, she changed her mind and wanted to be charged of planning our wedding. Maybe she felt forced to attend the wedding, or maybe she felt because your fiancé asked her and you didn't, she felt unwanted. There's a million different reasons. Instead of blaming your ex, calmly ask your daughter. Greek American Dom says you're the asshole. You're ignoring the fact that your daughter chose not to attend. That says a lot about your relationship with her, and it says nothing good. And one more from Temporary Badger, who says you're the asshole. You weren't wronged here in any way. I don't know why your daughter doesn't really care about you or your new marriage, though I have some guesses, but it's your problem to work out, not your exes. It's delusional to think this camping trip was the reason she chose not to go. It sounds way more like she chose not to go and then they went on with their lives as normal, which included making family vacation plans. It's not like it was some elaborate once-in-a-lifetime trip they scheduled intentionally to conflict with your wedding. If they were going to go camping without her, so she cancelled on the wedding, that just says more about how not interested she was in your wedding. The funny thing is, this all would have been avoided if you just made your daughter a priority by planning the wedding during your custody time. So there's a hint as to why your relationship sucks. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and just a huge thank you for spending your time with me as always. Thank you so much. It's absolutely amazing, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, you just don't.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.